I got an email yesterday from Michael, who wants to know... Steve, he says. He did. That's the start of the thing. Steve, well, it is my name after all. Steve, what's going on, he said, with all these episodes and things? Are you going to keep on going, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3? Are we going to sort of keep on going forever with all the numbers? And actually, that's sort of what we're doing. I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we just kept on, rather than sort of in the past on the English program, we normally sort of date our episodes. So we do one about whatever it is, and we give it a date. And that way, roughly speaking, you know what episode it is you're listening to. Well, I thought it would be better if we give all of our episodes a number. And, you know, for instance, because the length of these episodes ranges from 1 minute to 5 minutes. And I thought, well, whether each episode's 1 minute or 5 minutes, even assuming each episode's only 1 minute, if we can sort of achieve our, for instance, our thousandth episode 1000, a minute each, obviously, it's 1,000 minutes, which is quite a lot of time. But, you know, obviously, if it's 5 minutes, it's, you know, times five. But the point is that we can then say to people, look, listen to our podcast, guaranteed minimum 1,000 minutes. And I thought, well, you know, what a great aspiration. Let's keep on. Let's just see how high we can go. And then I thought, well, maybe we can aim for like a billion or something, like episode 1 billion. So that's sort of my aim. Not quite sure I'll ever get there, but you never know. So anyway, if you're a Beatles fan, we want to hear from you. Why are you a Beatles fan? When did you get into the Beatles? How did you discover the Beatles? It's always fascinating when I read all the tweets and things on the Twitter and someone says, oh my goodness, or OMG, which is the thing. OMG, just listen to Hey Jude for the first time. It's amazing. And it's, for me, it's fascinating because I got into the Beatles when I was a teenager. And obviously the Beatles wasn't new then. so it's a bit like watching people get into Doctor Who for the first time and they've never heard of Doctor Who and they watch the new ones. And then someone who's watched all the old ones, it's nice. It's nice when you see people get into these classic things. And the Beatles, like Doctor Who, is a classic bit of sort of British culture. And I think it's great when people sort of discover, not necessarily the Beatles. It's quite difficult, I think, for people to remember. Well, it is for me, to remember specifically when they first heard of the Beatles, or when they were introduced to the Beatles. But you can sort of remember specific songs. Oh, I remember when I first heard this or that or whichever. Because you're always, as a Beatles fan, looking for more and more sort of content. You're constantly discovering new things. And then, of course, the artists, when they became a sort of independent artists, they continue to produce material. I'm a big fan of Pink Floyd. I'm still discovering Pink Floyd sort of related music I've never heard before. Like spin-off stuff. And it's great. And with the Beatles, you're constantly discovering new bits of info. That's why I am a Beatles geek, I suppose. I'm always looking for new bits of info, and I'm fascinated with the whole On This Day in History and all these people who are tweeting like Beatles trivia and those sort of things and the quotes. I think it's all absolutely fascinating. So if you do have something you can contribute to our little podcast, love to hear from you. You can tweet it to us or send it email thingy, and we have all our links on our About Me page, which is our main website, which is linked on our Twitter page, if that makes any sense at all. I'm going to have something to eat. I fancy a nice jam butty.